Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. My name is Joe Oriani, and I am your host. Now, I haven't done one of these in a couple weeks because I'm not getting that much feedback, and who knows how many more times I'm going to do this. I get nothing on my email, so I'm not getting that many more subscribers, so we need to take care of that. We'd appreciate it. Now, the reason I'm on this morning, because here we go. I remember hearing sometime a long time ago, whether it was some nutcase, some Nostradamus, someplace, Bible maybe, that the world, the second coming of Christ is going to be in the Middle East. And it's going to be a war. So here we go. Iran shoots a lot of missiles at Israel. I do must say, though, they were harmless, despite what Iran is saying. And they were given a 72-hour notice. So I guess Iran had to respond to Israel killing their generals. But we shall see. I'm waiting now. They're waiting to decide what they're going to do. But who knows? It was 185 drones, 6 cruise, 36 cruise missiles, and 110 surface-to-surface missiles. And 99% were intercepted. So it's unprecedented strike. Iran never done that. They usually use their Houthis and Hezbollah. And who knows? The Jordan Air Force defended Israel, shot down some of those drones that were flying over. Now, according to what I'm learning, the U.S. is concerned about fallout. The entire region is plunging into chaos, Germany says, and South Arabia expresses deep concern. Well, they should. They're not friends of them either. And Russia moves supersonic missile warship to the Middle East. And in Tehran, locals are wary. So here's the bottom line. I'm thinking that Israel may say, I have enough problems with Hezbollah and I have enough problems trying to get the Gaza cleaned out. Why start a war on a second front? They may just let it slide, but who knows? Depends on the pressure, political pressure. So we shall see. But they gave a 72-hour notice, which I thought was very nice of them. They told the United States they were going to attack. So Israel was prepared for it. They sent the cheapest drones you can imagine that they have. Again, we shall see how it goes. I'm waiting now for the fallout to happen. Now, there's an article on Judge Report that says the West must remember how to fight. It may be too late. Yeah, we don't know how to fight. We fight for a couple of months and we call it quits. You know, I know we lose. I'm not a warmonger. Believe me, I've been in Vietnam for 1 year and 3 days. So I know what war is like. And it's not pretty. I'm pretty sure now the price of gas, by the way, is going to go sky high to about $6 a gallon, somebody told me, but we'll see. The world stands on the brink of an all-out war, and I believe that. I kept telling you guys that for weeks. End of the world is coming, as we know it, and the Republicans demand U.S. retaliate. Long past time for Iran to pay. Now, go to Iran, and we'll go to this present administration. Iran was broke when Biden took over. Trump had everything blocked, all the money blocked, all the oil blocked, everything. But Biden, in all his glory, decided, let's try to be friends. It gave him money. The oil is being sold right out to China. Nothing is being done to stop him. So, you know, I don't know what's really going to happen. I could sit here all day and rant and rave about that, but I'm not sure. Now, Trump is having his criminal trial starting tomorrow in New York City for hush money, which I don't understand. I think every politician has done it. You know. And there's a letter showing from Stormy Daniels that she did not have an affair with Donald Trump. She wrote it. So what's the big deal? You have sex with somebody, you want nobody to know, you pay more. It's like paying a prostitute. That's exactly what she is anyway. I don't understand. And that new movie, Civil War, is opening. Now, I haven't seen it, but I heard it's making audiences very uncomfortable. I'll look forward to that. Oh, man, there's so much news. O.J. Simpson, he died this week. And apparently, he's got $33 million that he left in property or whatever it may be. But Nicole's parents want it. They are due it because it's a judgment, and they're having a hard time getting it. I feel sorry for that family. I really do. And apparently, O.J. Simpson allegedly hired a Gambino goons to kill his ex-wife. You know, all these innuendos, these stories that come out, half of them aren't true. So you take it for what it's worth and do some more research. Anything I tell you, if you take at face value, you're crazy. But I believe what I'm telling you. Okay, what else? RFK Jr. rules out libertarian run president. He wants to be an independent, and I understand that. I would love to see him on stage with the other two candidates. It'd be so much fun. Who knows? Bird flu is back. You know, birth control to get rid of rats in New York City. That's called what I call poison. You don't need birth control. Rats shouldn't be alive at all. I don't know the purpose in life. Maybe I should look that up and see how it is. So anyway, drones are crowding Ukrainian skies, largely paralyzing battlefields. Look at all these headlines. Avalanche in Yosemite sounded like a bomb. Now I'm reading this off a page that I'm on. I'm not really interested in reading the stories because they're stupid. It's always going to be these stories. That's one of the reasons I didn't want to come back on, because it's the same thing. Crime and politics. The criminals are stupid. They're getting bold. And politicians are always stupid, and they're getting stupider. So, who can believe that? You know, who knows what they're going to do? So, okay, it seems that Mr. Biden urged Bibi not to hit back at Iran, but failed air attack on Israel. You know what, Joey boy? That's your problem. You're not a strong person. You're very weak. As Iran has thumbed their nose at the Biden administration a number of times, they're getting ready for their nuclear missiles. Now, if you gave permission, why are we giving Israel permission to do whatever the hell they need to do to defend themselves? We took over Afghanistan for 20 years. We fought. Innocent people were killed. It happens in war. You know what? Joe, you got to shut your mouth, tell Israel to do what they need to do, which would allow, without too much comment, Israel to shoot missiles into Iran, which they haven't done yet. And I think the best places would hit the nuclear facilities. Or they can get somebody to sneak in with bombs and timers and put them under the benches while the leaders sit on a Friday for prayers and detonate the son of a bitch on the hill. But that's just me. But I don't believe in violence. Anyway. Oh, look at this. Disney Parks will issue a longtime ban of visitors partaking in an alarming trend, and that is pretending to be disabled. Imagine that. And another here, an anti-Israel agitated sobs during arrangement after saying she'd murder mayor and city council. You know, let me tell you something. They were yelling in Minnesota the other day, death to America. Now, I know we have free speech, but I personally would look into every one of them, send the FBI to investigate them. If they're not here legally, throw their asses out and throw their asses in jail. They're all making threats, and that is the difference. So, who knows? But anyway, that's about it for today. It's short, sweet, and hopefully I get back on soon. Again, if I don't get too many, any more updates on, or clicks, or whatever the hell it is, on YouTube, I'll be cutting this stuff out pretty soon. Anyway, have a good day, be safe, and you need to get hold of me, you can go to YouTube and type in my name, or you can go to joeorianipodcast@yahoo.com. And I hope to hear from somebody out there. It would be greatly appreciated. Now, everybody else, have a great day. And from sunny Florida, where the summer's about to be, I got to tell you this before, though. In the 12 or 13, 15 years, whatever the hell I've been here, we never seen a spring. This year we did. It was so good, so nice and cool. Oh, it was unbelievable. But today it ends. 80s and 90s are coming up. I don't know how much I go fishing in that kind of heat. This last time I went, I got windburn, my ears were peeling, my face is all busted up with blisters. I'm looking forward to heading up north to do two baptisms. So away I go. Anyway, have fun. I'll try to be a little more professional next time. Oh, well, that's not fun. Remember, if you're not laughing, you're not living. Bye.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign.
I want to be the greatest. Everybody on their fake shit. I look around and feel like everybody is the fakest. I make this every day and I'm impatient. Hoping one day I blow up from the basement. Statement, the top is so vacant. I don't hear shit that I think is amazing. Waiting for my day when I'm playing. Sold out shows for 1,000 faces. Hey, give me that crown. Get in my way and to be put down. It ain't your place. All this my town. If I want that shit, then I'll get it right now. I'm losing it, the noose, it fits some loose shit. A stupid myth. You choose to live or choose to dip. You choose to fight or lose your grip and lose a gift. Oh.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign.
Yeah. There's no mercy in this world, just hunger-thirsty persons in different versions. Each new update, that shit worsens. Why? Pull back the curtain and you'll see the different vermin. We all have different burdens that all seem to cause disturbance. Yo, so do me a favor, don't treat me like a neighbor. Don't need the different flavors of your problems just to savor. I've got my own issues, I need a comb to get through. Don't need to groan with you, just go get your wrong tissue.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign, a sign.
That's it, the end of the song. Next time you'll sing along. Trust me, there's nothing wrong. I just need to carry on. Cause society's a myth, put there to make you sit. Listen to what they give. Don't ask questions, shut your lid. Yeah, don't ask questions, shut your lid. I need to run away from this and go get off.